Hello everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Hi Laura.
Hi.
So what are we talking about today? What's the topic of conversation?
Can you guess the idiom?
Hey, who are you calling an idiom? Oh wait, an idiom.
Yes.
You didn't call me an idiot.
No, idiom.
An idiot, that's a bad thing. Don't call anyone that or you
right.
go. Punch in the nose maybe. But an idiom is a sort of common expression.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right?
Something that passes on a little bit of wisdom, maybe has a little bit of history as to why people say it, and it's also something that can make your English sound more natural, like a native speaker, and also make it easy to explain complicated ideas with just a few simple words. We like idioms. They're fun. They're easy to remember, and they spice up your language.
Right, but make sure you don't translate every single word literally.
That's true.
Sometimes you have to try to guess, what's this idiom trying to say?
Mm-hmm. And don't mix up your idioms, because then you'll sound like an idiot. And you'll also be very, very hard to understand.
Yeah.
People will go, what? When you say something that's a little confused
like
or mixed up.
Overusing idioms.
You're
maybe.
Overusing idioms or at least scrambling them and mixing them up. Yes.
其实像中文一样呢，如果我们要用到成语的时候，我们也不会滥用成语，或者是呢，哇，一次就是讲很多很多的成语啊，或是谚语，让大家觉得说，嗯，你在说什么？所以像英文一样，也是有很有趣的 idioms， 让大家可以从字面上啊，猜不透它真正的意思。And that's what we're going to do today. We're trying to guess some interesting idioms that we use pretty often.
Okay.
So let's check them out.
Yes.
Ta-da. Can you guess the idiom? Keep one's eye on somebody or something.
My mom needed to go to the supermarket. She told me to keep an eye on our dog, Lucy. So, I gave Lucy lots of water and snacks. I also played ball with her.
Sweet tooth.
I'll always have room for dessert. I love strawberry cakes and chocolate cookies. I really have a sweet tooth, but I just can't help it.
Pain in the neck.
Henry and I are brothers. He is only 4 years old and a pain in the neck. He cries all the time and takes my toys away.
Pull somebody's leg.
Uncle Joe likes to pull other people's legs. He loves to tell jokes and stories. Sometimes I really believe his jokes.
Word power.
Supermarket. Supermarket. Marianne went to the supermarket to buy some fruit and vegetables. Marianne went to the supermarket to buy some fruit and vegetables. Strawberry. Strawberry. I like to eat strawberries and cream in the summer. I like to eat strawberries and cream in the summer. Toy. Toy. The children shared their toys with each other. The children shared their toys with each other. Believe. 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 Believed. Believed. You shouldn't believe Daniel because he doesn't always tell the truth. You shouldn't believe Daniel because he doesn't always tell the truth.
Okay, so should we look at some of our idioms?
Of course we should.
All right. Well, the first one it says that we have here for today is keep one's eye on somebody or something. Yeah, you keep your eye on something. Now, no, that doesn't mean you're doing that. It doesn't mean you're taking your eye out of your head and putting it on something. That would be very painful, dangerous, and gross. What does it mean to keep your eye on something? That's a good question. Well, the first sentence, it reads, my mom needed to go to the supermarket.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, that's a pretty normal thing to do. Supermarket is spelt S-U-P-E-R-M-A-R-K-E-T. Supermarket. A supermarket is a big store filled with tons of things or lots of things that you might use every day. Mainly supermarkets will sell food. Things like milk, sugar, meat, fruit, vegetables. Supermarkets might also have some of the other things you might keep around the house. Soap, shampoo, toilet paper. You know, the kind of normal average stuff you might buy once or twice a week. You can find it in the supermarket. For example, Marianne went to the supermarket to buy some fruit and vegetables. Marianne went to the supermarket to buy some fruit and vegetables.
好，我们来看一下刚刚的课文，一开始就提到我妈妈必须去一趟这个超市，其中的超市呢就是 supermarket。那除了超市，我们还可以去 grocery or grocery store to get fruits, vegetables and stuff. OK, 就是杂货店啦。那我们可以说 buy the groceries or buy the groceries 都可以，因为 grocery grocery 两个发音都是可以用来表示杂货的意思哦。OK, 那刚刚呢，我们提到的 supermarket. Did you know that I can shop at a supermarket for hours?
For hours?
Yes, I love shopping anywhere, even at a supermarket.
Wow, that's a long time to spend in a supermarket, but they do have so many interesting things.
They do, okay, just like Marianne. Marianne, 刚刚呢，丽姐有没有听到她到超市去买一些水果啦 fruit and vegetables, 当然就是蔬菜啦。Okay, what's the next sentence?
Well, it says she told me to keep an eye on our dog, Lucy.There we have our idiom. She told me to keep an eye on our dog, Lucy. So I gave Lucy lots of water and snacks. I also played ball with her. Okay, so giving them water, snacks...playing with the dog, all of this might have something to do with this idiom,
right,
to keep an eye on the dog.
So 我们来看一下哦，他说到我妈妈，就是刚刚前面是提到我爸爸必须去一趟超市，他告诉我要怎么样 keep an eye on our dog, Lucy. Okay, 所以到底要做什么事情？我们先看后面好了。所以我给 Lucy 很多的水和点心，我也和她玩球，感觉好像是你要怎么样？哦，要当心，要留意这样的意思。So, keep one's eye on somebody or something, 就是留意什么什么。And we also saw the word snack. Snacks, okay? Remember the pronunciation is not...Snake, okay?
No.
No, you don't want to eat a snake.
Well, some people might.
Okay,
but it's not a common snack.
Right.
A snake snack is not very good.
Okay, snack 当然就是点心啦。So don't confuse these two words. Snake 是蛇 snack 当然就是点心哦。
Yeah, just think about it. When you eat a snack, you smile.And you got to stretch your mouth to say snack.
Oh, right.
Snack, snake, snake, snack. There you go.
Okay.
So yes, don't eat snakes.Eat snacks, but not too many. Now we also have this expression, sweet tooth.
Oh, sweet tooth.
Are we going to explain keeping an eye on something later on?
No, I just explained it.
Oh,
Chinese.
Good. I'm going to have to ask you later on what it means. Of course, it means to watch something carefully.
Yes.
Right? You keep an eye on the dog. You keep an eye on a baby. If the mom's not around, or even if you are the mom, you have to watch them carefully, make sure nothing bad happens. Okay. We have another idiom.
Yes.
This one is sweet tooth. A sweet tooth. Now, is that a tooth made of candy?
Yeah.
We're going to find out. All right. Well, our sentence, though, to explain it begins, I'll always have room for dessert. Ah, yes. Dessert, of course, is that sweet treat, that sweet course you might eat at the end of your meal, like some ice cream or a piece of cake or something like that. And we have this expression, I'll always have room for dessert, kind of meaning there's more space in your stomach.
Yay!
You're not full yet.
Okay, so, 没有错，接 接下来我们要看到 sweet tooth 这个 idiom 的用法。不过首先我们来看一下它的例句哦，就是它要叙述它的情景，我们来猜猜看。我总会有吃零食的空间，就是 I'll always have room for dessert。这里的 room 是表示 space， 空间就是我们肚肚的空间啦。Dessert 这个字 ，remember there are two s's， 就是甜点啦。If it's one s， it's
Desert,
就是沙漠，我们不常吃沙漠。一个 S, okay, 就是 desert, 发音也不同。Let's continue reading.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about some desserts. For example, it says, I love strawberry cakes. Okay. And chocolate cookies. Ooh, now you're talking.
No.
I like cookies. Since I was a little kid, cookies and milk, especially chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip.
Peanut butter cookies.
That's too sweet.
No, you're crazy.
Okay, 我们来看一下这个人他喜欢吃的 dessert 甜点有什么，像是 strawberry cake 就是草莓蛋糕，Mike 觉得还好，但是我们两个都爱吃的 chocolate cookies 就是巧克力饼干。 Now here we see the word strawberry. How do you spell that?
S-T-R-A-W-B-E-R-R-Y. It's basically two words, strawberry, S-T-R-A-W, strawberry, B-E-R-R-Y. It's a noun and it's deliciousA strawberry is a kind of berry. It's kind of like a fruit, but berries grow on bushes, not on trees, so it's a little different from a fruit. We often think of strawberries, blueberries, raspberries as the kind of fruit or the kind of berry that you often make into a jam, right? Strawberry jam on a piece of toast, very, very delicious. Or you can go out and pick strawberries and eat them as a treat, maybe with a little bit of cream. Mmm, delicious. For example, I like to eat strawberries and cream in the summer. I like to eat strawberries and cream in the summer when I'm watching Wimbledon on television. Truly good.
Strawberry 当然就是草莓啦，像是我们刚刚有提到 strawberry jam 草莓酱 ，yummy。
Strawberry ice cream.
I love strawberry ice cream and strawberry milkshake.
That's okay too.
草莓奶昔。好啦，那刚刚的例句就是我夏天喜欢吃草莓鲜奶油。
Strawberry lip stuff too.
Oh, nice.
Kind of delicious.
Lip balm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
so let's.
As we read on, it says, "I really have a sweet tooth."But I just can't help it. So dessert, chocolate cookies, strawberry cakes. I have a sweet tooth. I just can't help it. Kind of means I just can't stop having this sweet tooth. There's nothing I can do.
所以接着就说 I have a sweet tooth.
Help me.
大家猜到了吗？不是你有甜的牙齿，是我真的很喜欢吃甜食，就是 to have a sweet tooth. 但我就是忍不住嘛，就是 I just can't help it, 就是忍不住。 Okay, let's check out our next idiom, pain in the neck.
So wait, sweet tooth means...You like to eat sweet things.
That's right.
Okay, yes, pain in the neck. I've got a pain in the neck. Well, that could be a pain in the neck, right? Pain, meaning something hurts. Neck, meaning this part of your body. As we read on, it says, Henry and I are brothers. He is only 4 years old and a pain in the neck. Wait, he is a pain in the neck.
Yeah.
Not he has a pain in the neck. That would mean his neck hurts. But no, we're saying that this little boy is a pain in the neck.
Right.
I'm confused.
Okay, Henry 跟我是兄弟，他只有四岁，而且他是一个 pain in the neck. 这里注意，他不是说他的脖子颈子很痛，说他根本就像脖子里的疼痛一样的讨人厌这样的意思啦。So when we say somebody's a pain or a pain in the neck, it just means he is annoying.
That's right.
他很讨厌，很烦。
Yes, what do we mean? For example, he cries all the time and takes my toys away.
Oh,
man, that's annoying.
是他总是在哭，而且把我的玩具拿走。A toy.
A toy. T-O-Y, toy. Pretty easy. It's a noun. Oh, yeah.A toy is something that is made for children to play with. They get them as presents for their birthday or Christmas. Things like dolls, toy cars, Lego blocks, that kind of thing have been popular for a long time. A lot of toys today might be electronic, but an iPhone or an iPad, that's not a toy. You can play games with it, but it's not made for kids to play with. That's what toys are. For example, the children shared their toys with each other. Aww. The children shared their toys with each other. Good for them.
Toy 就是玩具，像是刚刚的例句提到，孩子们彼此怎么样分享玩具 ？How sweet of them! My favorite childhood toys were teddy bears and Barbie dolls.
Oh, those are classic toys
too.
They've been around for a very long time. Okay, our final idiom is to pull someone's leg.I'm not going to try to pull your leg. Please don't pull mine. Let's read on. It says, Uncle Joe likes to pull other people's legs.
Ooh,
That's kind of rude.
Okay, Uncle Joe, 他喜欢怎么样？扯别人的后腿吗？扯别人的腿。What does pull somebody's leg mean?
Well, it basically means to play jokes on them, to try to trick them, to try to make them laugh, or to try to make them look foolish.
Okay, so to pull somebody's leg just means 开玩笑这样的意思。Okay, let's continue reading to find out more about this idiom.
Well, it says he loves to tell jokes and stories. Sometimes I really believe his jokes. I really think what he's saying is true.And that is how we use that verb to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Careful with the spelling. It's B-E-L-I-E-V-E. B-E-L-I-E-V-E. It's a verb. To believe is to trust that what a person telling you is true. If they say something and you think those facts are correct, you would believe them. If they say something and you think it's a lie...You wouldn't believe them. For example, you shouldn't believe Daniel because he doesn't always tell the truth. You shouldn't believe Daniel because he doesn't always tell the truth.
Believe 就是相信啦、所以刚刚的例句提到就是你不应该相信 Daniel 的因为他并不是总是会说实话 Tell the truth、That comes to the end of today's article
I don't believe it
You don't believe what?
Is it true?
Yes.
This is the end?
Yeah, but don't worry.
Should I believe you?
We have a fun review time game after this.
Ooh, I'd like to believe that. Let's see if it's true.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to play a little game of charades. Everyone likes charades, a very popular party game. I'm going to act something out. I'm not going to speak, and it will be lovely Laura's challenge, task, test to try to guess what it is I'm acting out.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay, 我一定会猜得到的。Okay, go.
Okay.
这个是什么啊？他在拿什么东西啊？他在吃东西。Okay, so I'm guessing what you're taking. They are desserts. And you are trying to act out that you have a sweet tooth.对呀、他喜欢吃这个东西感觉是好像有 strawberry jam or something like that. Strawberry!
Yes! That was it! I point at my nose when you're right.
Oh, 所以其实我是要猜这个 strawberry.
I was picking the strawberry, and then you know when you're picking them as a little kid, you look around and make sure mom's not watching, and then you try to steal one.
Okay, that was really good stuff.
And then you got the jam.
I got the jam.
I couldn't think how to do strawberry
milkshake or ice cream.
That's a little hard. So there you go. You can play charades, do any action, try to express or show the word, but of course don't talk. That's the challenge. Fun game to play with your friends at a party or any time. Just don't play it on the bus because people will think you're crazy. All right, guys, we'll see you soon with more idioms, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Can you guess the idiom? Keep one's eye on somebody or something.
My mom needed to go to the supermarket. She told me to keep an eye on our dog, Lucy. So, I gave Lucy lots of water and snacks.I also played ball with her.
Sweet tooth.
I'll always have room for dessert. I love strawberry cakes and chocolate cookies. I really have a sweet tooth, but I just can't help it.
Pain in the neck.
Henry and I are brothers. He is only 4 years old and a pain in the neck. He cries all the time and takes my toys away.
Pull somebody's leg.
Uncle Joe likes to pull other people's legs. He loves to tell jokes and stories. Sometimes I really believe his jokes.
Supermarket. Supermarket. Marianne went to the supermarket to buy some fruit and vegetables. Marianne went to the supermarket to buy some fruit and vegetables. Strawberry. Strawberry. I like to eat strawberries and cream in the summer. I like to eat strawberries and cream in the summer. Toy. Toy. The children shared their toys with each other. The children shared their toys with each other. Believe. Believe. Believe, believed, believed. You shouldn't believe Daniel because he doesn't always tell the truth. You shouldn't believe Daniel because he doesn't always tell the truth.